Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, February 27, 2023 is Ibn al-Ashith. Abd al-Rahman ibn Muhammad ibn al-Ashith, Arabic, Abdurrahman bin Muhammad bin al-Shahith, Romanized, Abd al-Rahman ibn Muhammad ibn al-Ash'at, died 704, commonly known as Ibn al-Ashith after his grandfather, was a prominent Arab nobleman and military commander during the Umayyad Caliphate, most notable for leading a failed rebellion against the Umayyad viceroy of the East, Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, in 700-703. Ibn al-Ashith was a scion of a noble family of the Kinda tribe that had settled in the Arab garrison town of Kufa in Iraq. He played a minor role in the Second Fitna, 680-692, and then served as governor of Ray. After the appointment of al-Hajjaj as governor of Iraq in the eastern provinces of the Caliphate in 694, relations between al-Hajjaj and the Iraqi tribal nobility quickly became strained, as the policies of the Syria-based Umayyad regime aimed to reduce the Iraqis' privileges and status. Nevertheless, in 699, al-Hajjaj appointed Ibn al-Ashith as commander of a huge Iraqi army, the so-called Peacock Army, to subdue the troublesome principality of Zabulistan, whose ruler, the Zunbul, vigorously resisted Arab expansion. In 700, al-Hajjaj's overbearing behavior caused Ibn al-Ashith and the army to revolt. After patching up an agreement with the Zunbul, the army marched back to Iraq. On the way, the mutiny against al-Hajjaj developed into a full-fledged anti-Umayyad rebellion and acquired religious overtones. Al-Hajjaj initially retreated before the rebels' superior numbers, but quickly defeated and drove them out of Basra. Nevertheless, the rebels seized Kufa, where supporters started flocking. The revolt gained widespread support among those who were discontented with the Umayyad regime, especially the religious zealots known as Quran readers. Caliph Abd al-Malik tried to negotiate terms, including the dismissal of al-Hajjaj, but the hardliners among the rebel leadership pressured Ibn al-Ashith into rejecting the caliph's terms. In the subsequent Battle of Deir al-Jamajam, the rebel army was decisively defeated by al-Hajjaj's Syrian troops. Al-Hajjaj pursued the survivors, who under Ibn al-Ashith fled east. Most of the rebels were captured by the governor of Khorasan, while Ibn al-Ashith himself fled to Zabulistan. His fate is unclear, as some accounts hold that the Zunbul executed him after al-Hajjaj demanded his surrender, while most sources claim that he committed suicide to avoid being handed over to his enemies. The suppression of Ibn al-Ashath's revolt signaled the end of the power of the tribal nobility of Iraq, which henceforth came under the direct control of the Umayyad regime's staunchly loyal Syrian troops. Later revolts, under Yazid ibn al-Muhallab in 720 and Zayd ibn Ali in 740, also failed, and it was not until the success of the Abbasid Revolution that the Syrian dominance of Iraq was broken. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:15 UTC on Monday, February 27, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ibn al-Ashith. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.